together. Come on. Every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your craft. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, my beautiful people all over this world. We just say good morning to you from ADM. We want to start out by telling you that we love you, but we know God loves you more. And I know every time, you all already know, when I hear this song, it just revs my spirit up. And one thing I do sit and say, I decree and declare that nothing can have my family, nothing can have my breakthroughs, nothing can have my increase. And trust and believe, things come up every single day. And this is why we need to sleep in our complete full armor of God. And although you have it on, although in your mental you feel like it's on at all times, you need to still get up and dress yourself. You just think about this. You're not going to go out of your house half dressed. So just keep in your mind, at all times, that full armor of God is your complete clothing from head to toe, from the helmet to the shoes, which is your peace. The helmet of salvation to the shoes, which is your peace. So make sure that you keep your full armor of God on, because as we know, Satan's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. And it's your job as a Christian, as being reborn, to fight off. You cannot fight off the weapons of the spiritual, the weapons that you cannot see, the things that come against you that cannot see in the natural. You have to go into war in a spiritual realm. You have to use the authority that God has given us to fight off of these things. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, Lord, just thanking you, Father, thanking you for a brand new day, Lord Jesus. Thanking you for allowing us to, just keeping us under your wings, under your arms throughout the night, Father God, because there are so many that did not make it, Father God. We ask you, Lord, to touch and mend broken hearts on today, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to just pick people up that feel like that they're just so low. Just pick their, give them some esteem, Father God, where they have low esteem, Father God. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that they do not have to stay where they're at, Father God. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that a new day is a new beginning, Father God. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, Father God. We thank you for the peace, Lord Jesus, even through the midst of the storm, Father. The peace that you continuously to give us, Father God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, most of all for your love. The love, Father God, that surpasses anything, Father God. That agape love, Father God. That unconditional love, Lord Jesus. That love, Father God, that you said is without even saying, Father God, if you just love on me and love your neighbors and love yourself, that I'm there for you, Father. And you've already shown the example, Lord Jesus. It's just up to us, Father, to grab onto it, Father God, and trust and believe, Lord Jesus. So on today, Father God, I just ask you, Lord Jesus, to open everybody's eyes, Father God. Open their minds, Lord Jesus, and allow them to understand what you have already put in place, Father God. Allow them to gravitate to you, Father God. Draw them nearer to thee, Lord Jesus. And let them know, Father God, in the drawing, Father God, it's a process, Lord Jesus. A process, Father God, that they're going to go through some things, Lord, because you had to go through some things, Father God. Let them know, Father God, every time we sit and say that you are the head of our lives and we commit ourselves to you, Father God, when we sit and we turn back to our old ways, Father God, another wound is opened right back up, Father God. Lord, just let them know, Father God, that you are here for them. You are here for me. You are here for everybody, those that are overseas, Father God. You show no impartiality, Father God, that you are God all by yourself. You are the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore, Father God. So, Lord, as we come before you today, Lord Jesus, we ask you to allow me, myself and Monica to decrease, Lord Jesus, and for you to increase, Father God. Allow your words, Father God, to go across the airway, Father God, knowing that the Holy Spirit is penetrating somebody's heart and somebody's mind, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So today, I just want to say this. On yesterday, we realized that a prophetic prayer went into the atmosphere months ago. And as we sit and see in today's time, it's manifesting. A lot of people sit and they listen to prophets, and the prophets say, by in 10 days, this is going to happen and whatever. And then when it doesn't happen, then they sit back and say that prophecy is not true, it's not relevant, it's false, and everybody is false. But on today, the prayer of faith that went out yesterday, like we said, is manifesting in our eyesight right now. It's coming to fruition right now. And in order for us, it was a part in the prayer that talked about receiving what the back pay. It says that you will receive back pay from the government and social organizations. All back pay that I know of and do not know of from my forefathers and mother's generations and so on and so on. But see, the word went out. And I trust and I believe the word. I trust and believe the prayer. I truly have faith. But it wasn't something that, with faith, it wasn't something that comes overnight. It's a process. And in that process, you have to sit and make some changes. But I brought that particular part up because what that is telling me is that God has something set up. If he's going back to give me back pay from what my mother is, just a generational thing, that means that I'm going to be prosperous. And if I don't be prosperous, but I'm going to be prosperous. I'm speaking it, so I'm declaring it and decreeing it right now. Prosperity all over this phone. Each and every person that's under the sound of my voice shall be prosperous, shall change from their old ways and go into their newness so they can receive what the prophecy states. See, a lot of us get the word of God. God imparts into someone, and that's what he's saying. It's not what man's saying. And he tries to put us in a place where we're able to receive what he wants, what he has for us. It was already put together in the Old Testament. But we, as people, we like to stay in the same place. We like to sit in just waddle, or we like to become, we stay comfortable. We're comfortable at where we're at. But see, when you sit, if you can visualize who God truly is, if you could just open your eyes and see the beauty in his earth, you can imagine what he has stored up in his kingdom. And we are now kingdom citizens. And by us being kingdom citizens, that means a process. I'm speaking things as if they were. That means a process had to take place. So with that process, you had to change some things. And that leads us to today with the scriptures that we will be coming from. And that's in Ephesians 4. I'm going to start with 17, but we're going to focus on from 22 to 25. It says 17, with the Lord's authority, I say this, live no longer as the Gentiles do. That's unbelievers. That's unbelievers. For they are hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against him. They have no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasure and eagerly practice impurity. But that isn't what you learned about Christ. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature and create and nature created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So we realize that scriptures 22 and 24, it's a connection. It's a connection there. It says, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit. So it's telling you to leave what's old, leave what you did before you became a Christian. Earlier in 17, it talks about the Gentiles are represented as the non-believer here. So it's telling you as we go down to no longer live the lifestyle that you used to live in, wherever it may be. You know, God knows, he knows everything. It's telling you that it's time to leave that behind and put on your new clothes, your kingdom fit, your robes, because you are now an ambassador. You are now royal, so your clothes should represent that. It's telling you that the things that you used to do, that you no longer do anymore. And this scripture was brought to me because listening yesterday in our studies, it was certain words that play. I'm a word person. Reconstruction and prosperity. Though it's saying when you're talking about reconstruction, that means that you have to have a demolition there. You got to tear the old things down and build it back up. You got to change things. And the first thing that we have to change as Christians is our mindset, our thought pattern. If you can say that you've changed your actions, but if your mental is not changed, if you do not think about things and make a conscious decisions about things, your actions are not going to line up with it. You're totally out of alignment. You will not align up in it. And see, God wants us, right now, this season, everything that's going on right now, we are under an umbrella where we can fix whatever it we need to fix so we can get on the right track. We can get on where God needs us to be, not where he wants us to be, where he needs us to be, so we can reap the blessings that he has for us, so we can live a prosperous life. In order to live that prosperous life, you have to be righteous. You have to live holy. That means that the things, all the old things that you used to do, you're not going to do those no more. All the, whether it's something as having little petty arguments, it alters the attitude. It alters the mind. You need to have a mind like Christ. You have to have a mind of forgiveness. You have to have a mind of being successful. As I learned last night, prosperity is poverty. You can no longer live in poverty. I learned that poverty represents the drinking, the stealing, the all of the other things that you do, addiction, if you're still smoking, all of those things. God did not allow us. He did not sit and try to wipe everything straight clean, because that's what he's doing right now. He's taking us from the old ways into a new way, a change, a transformation. Reconstruction is coming forth, and we have to put the work in. And the work is right now, based on this scripture, is renewing your mind. Renewing your mind. Your mind is going to change the thought pattern. You have to sit, and it's not something that happens overnight. It's a process. You have to put the work in it. But the question is, how much do you want it to be into your life? Do you like living in poverty, or would you like to reap the blessings that God has already have stored up? I want the back pay from my ancestors. I want that. I want nice things in my life. But I have to ask myself. I have to look at my own self. I can't look at anybody else. I have to look at self and ask self, where are you in the same place that you was in last year during this time, or have you made some progression? I've made progression in my life. And when I make the progression in my life, I come as a complete package. My family makes the change. But I had to make some change, had to change my thought pattern. I had to let some people go. I had to do some reconstruction in my life. I had to let some old, ugly ways go, things that I had in my life with attitude problems, and I'm still a work in process. Let some old, ugly attitudes go away. I had to change my life. Why? Because I was being taught that I cannot. Many people are going to give you the true word of God and say, listen, you can have kingdom finances. You can be prosperous right here on earth, you know, right here on earth right now. And you can have, you know, your economics could be fine as well. These different things go hand in hand, but you have to change your mindset. You have to renew your mind. You have to ask God to create in you a clean heart, to renew your mind. And it has to be done daily, because to live holy in righteousness, it's a way of life. It's not something that you pick up today and you let go tomorrow. It's something that you sit and you work on, you work on, you work on. And then, and this is the question I had to ask myself. Who's more important to you? Is it self, or is it the God that created you? Is it the God that forgives you? Is it the God that keeps you and nurture you? Is it the God that when you were on your deathbed raised you? Is it the God that when you were hungry fed you? When you was homeless provided a roof? See, we have to get our priorities right. And in order to get our priorities right, we have to change our thought patterns. That's the key thing right now. Changing your thought pattern as a Christian, knowing that you are created in the image of God, knowing that you have the ability to think the way Christ, knowing whatever, you will know, because the Holy Spirit will convict you. Throwing a piece of paper down on the ground, knowing that you should not be littering, you may have done it all the time. But guess what? When the Holy Spirit, when you start changing your mind, changing your thought patterns, changing your mental, changing the way that you think, you'll go back and pick that piece of paper up. Or something that you may have not done in the past or said, you become bold. You become confident in yourself. And you don't worry about being shameful or worry about, you know, what other people are going to say, because you've found the place. Your mental is with Christ now. Your thought patterns is how Christ is now. So guess what? Now Christ can start depositing different things. The Holy Spirit can start depositing things into your life. But you cannot keep the same old clothes on day after day. Those clothes, I'm talking about your mental. You cannot continue to keep doing the same old thing over and over and over. If you know that you have a problem with lust, then you need to sit and stop putting yourself in a situation where you are, where lustful things are going to take over you. You can sit and say that I'm changed, or Lord, forgive me. But then the next day, you put yourself where you may be on TV watching porn or whatever it may be. But that, so therefore, there's no progression there. Your actions, you may sit in on the outside and sit and say, I'm an old pastor, I didn't change. So thank you for praying for me because I've been delivered. But then as soon as you get back in the house, your mind, your mental tell you that you got to go back and watch those same scenes all over again. Well, you just lied. You wasn't delivered because you are not putting your actions, your mental is not keeping up with your actions. You have, in order for your actions to change, your mental, your thought, your mind pattern has to change. It's something that you have to want. It's a mind over matter thing. So if you choose to live in poverty, you continue with the same old clothes on, day in and day out. If you choose to live a prosperous life and receive what God has for you, then you need to pray. Your prayer should be, God, please help me, Lord Jesus. Please renew my mind daily. You should be asking God throughout the day, the Holy Spirit, to renew your mind daily, because you know that it's an addiction, because you know that it's something that you can't get rid of yourself. And the reason you need to do this, because the bigger picture is you really do want what God has for you. You really do want what he has for you. And that's when you, when you're too weak to get it done, God left us a comforter. That's when you ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you. You have to sit and want to change things yourself in order for you to experience a breakthrough. You have to want to be free of your old sinful nature. You have to change your behavior. You know, you change your behavior. When you change your behavior, your thinking is going to catch up. So you need to change your behavior first and then allow your thinking to catch up. But if you want to act differently and start thinking differently, you got to put them behavior and thoughts together. They have to go neck and neck. They have to run to and fro together. They have to do those things. It's not one without the other. It's walking together as one. You have to remember that. When you sitting and saying, okay, I'm getting ready to do this, that mind should sit and say, no. You should always, if you keep God at the center of your life, then the Holy Spirit is going to lead you and guide you. He's going to reconstruct you and put you in a place where you think before you start acting. You think before you start speaking. You think before you just go out and just explode. You sit and you think about the repercussions. But on the other side, sit and you change who you are. You think about what God has for you. You have to weigh your own options. It's like a scale. You sit and ask yourself, which one do I want? Am I going to continue to live in this old lustful world that's going to pass? Or am I going to have eternal life with God? And I'm going to have eternal life with God, but I want to start reaping my benefits right now. I want to start reaping my back pay right now. I want to have my own businesses right now. I want to go into from my old car into a new car right now while I'm here on earth. I want to live on this earth knowing that I can be successful. I do want eternal life, but I want to be happy here. I want to live harmonious here. If I can get it right here, if I can get myself corrected right here on earth, I know when I get into heaven, I know when it's time for me to get that number to be called or my name to be called, I'm going to be fine. It's about renewing your mind. It's about changing your behavior. It's about making a conscious decision so you can reap what God has for you. He has it for us. He has it. Just the prophetic prayer that went out yesterday, it states that it's there. It's there. That's something that God placed in someone's spirit to write, to tell the people, to tell the people that this is what's going on. The stimulus checks. Who was thinking that they would get stimulus checks? Who would think that the government, who people always sit and say, shortening them, oh, they cheating on them, they not doing this, they doing this with taxes, something that people always have on their mind. That God, I want to say this, that God, those politicians' minds to say, give my people, show my people what I have for them. Show them, because many don't believe. Many still have a reprobated mind. Many do not trust me. Many think that I'm fake. Many, and you know what? That had to touch the minds and the hearts of atheists. It had to touch people's minds to realize that God is who he is all by himself. So before I turn this over to my sister Monica, I sit and say to you all, you must live a righteous and holy life. And in order for you to do that, your behavior has to change. Your mindset, your mental has to change. You have to take off the old stuff and go into the new stuff. And once you live that righteous and holy life, everything after that comes, you start receiving everything. You're not shortchanging God. When you put yourself and you want to stay in that same position, you're hindering yourself. God has made the provisions. He's given us the tools. He's given us everything that we need to do so. And where you're going to learn it from is your tool, your sword, your word of God. You're going to meditate on your word day and night, and not just you, your family, because you all made a conscious decision that you're going to serve the Lord. You don't want to just stick out and be prosperous and your husband still out on the sideline. You're going to meditate. You're going to continue to pray. You're going to reel that person in. How? By your actions, by your words, the way you think. When you used to get up and say cuss and fuss, you're going to walk away. You're going to have a song in your heart. You ask God to keep a song in your heart so it can rise up to your mind, your thought pattern, and then come out of your mouth. And then you're in a peaceful place. That means that you've made a change. When you sit and you're going to where you used to pass by the drug house and you got to run in there to get something and whatnot, and you sit and then you got something in your mind saying, no, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. And you just continuously repeating scriptures that God has placed down in your heart to rise up to your thought pattern, then you have become an overcomer. That means that you have made a change. That means that you are one more step closer to receiving and reaping the benefits. You are no longer living in poverty. You moving up. You may not be up in that mansion, but you moving up. You may be out of homelessness into an efficiency, but you moving up because you've changed your behavior. You've changed your actions because now you're thinking the way that Christ would have you to think. by trusting God and trusting the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you, to place you in the alignment so you can live a holy and righteous life. Over to you, Monica.
Good morning, everyone. I'm going to tell y'all right now, the Holy Spirit is moving, because my sister said something that I didn't even have an opportunity to share with her that God put on my heart, because it just dropped in my spirit. But as she was talking, she spoke on the Ephesians full arm of God that we are to wear, and that sword. Now, see, that sword has a significance, because what God had spoken to me prior to her coming on and speaking that one sentence, that one statement, he was saying to me to remind everyone that we are sharpening swords. So everyone, get your sword out this morning. Get your Ephesians armor of God sword out. And see, the sword represented the word. And see, he wants us to sharpen this sword this morning, you all. He's been sharpening our sword through Apostle Temple Spencer's and Kingdom Finances. See, that was part of sharpening the sword. Another part of sharpening the sword was from yesterday when the prophetic prayer went forth and we were given understandings about things. See, that was sharpening our sword as well. But see, the things that sharpening the sword will do is prepare us for an upcoming situation, an upcoming lifestyle that we may fall into. But all of these things have promises connected to them, right? Whatever we are promised, because God is a God of provision, he's got to give us a standard to stand up against or to measure up to for us to qualify for this. Because, see, it is not given, it is earned. And the reason it's earned is because he has called us to live righteous and holy, just like the scripture said when my sister was reading from Ephesians 4, from 17 down to 24. And if you remember, it said righteousness and holiness. Well, there's some great things that the Apostle Temple was teaching us that we are due, and that we can't have a mindset of poverty, and that we would have a lot of things that we would be blessed in. But how do we tap into that? Well, see, all of this is connected, because on this morning he spoke to me that we are to sharpen your swords. The ADM, that everyone that's on at 8 o'clock and at 7 o'clock and back again, and we are tag teaming y'all, because guess what? We are sharpening swords today. Sharpening swords all week. We've been sharpening swords, and that's where if your sword is not out and you're not prepared to get your sword sharpened, then you need to hang up now, because this is what's going down. We're giving you what you need to make that sword in an effective tool, a tool for the battle. Because see, you know you got the righteousness, you got the breastplate of righteousness, you know you got the shield of faith, you know you got the shoes of the gospel, you know you got the belt of truth. But see, that helmet of salvation, that was given. The rest of that stuff, we have to build it up. We have to apply it, and we have to work with it. But see, that sword is what's going to really cut, slice, and dice the enemy. And see, we sharpening them swords right now, y'all. So if you ain't got your sword out, get it out now, because this is what's going on. From yesterday to last night at 8 o'clock to this morning again at 7 a.m., you are getting your sword sharpened, and you need to come prepared to have that sharpening done, because, see, this is vital to your battle. This is vital to the call of duty we gave over a week ago when God said, tell them to get ready, to get their house in order. See, you're still on call if you didn't remember. I'm reminding you of that, too. But back to what I was saying, the sword is being sharpened, and I'm going to give you evidence of that. This is Ephesians 4 and 11. Ephesians 4 and 11, hold on. 4 and 11 speaks on what God is wanting us to do when we are, excuse me, everyone, when we are his children. And he's prepared us for a day such as today. And what he's doing when he's sharpening the sword is I'm coming from Ephesians 4 and 11. And Ephesians 4 and 11 says, now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up his church, the body of Christ. Let me say it again. Let me say it again, because, see, we are actually sharpening your swords. We're sharpening our swords. We are preparing for battle, because this does mean war. That's what the theme song came on this morning. Our marching song this morning was "This Means War." We are sharpening the swords. And this is what he gave us to you guys. He gave us to the church. And he said the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, their responsibility is to equip God's people. Who is God's people? You and I. So we're equipping ourselves, not only ourselves, but you as well. And their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and to build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in the faith, in our faith, and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Now, that was a mouthful. Now, how many people knew that? Because, see, this is where we're going. When we come on at 8 o'clock and we come on at 7 a.m., we are sharpening the swords, because, see, we're giving you information. We're sharing. We're revealing the things that God is saying that you may not have had a chance to get to. Well, we're getting to it for you. But, see, when we share it with you, we're trying to give you a revelation, an understanding of what the word is. Because, see, you need to know this so that your sword is sharpened. And this sharpens your sword, because when it's time for you to come up against the enemy in whatever battle you come up in, you're going to be ready. Because, see, you remember Monica, Anita, and Apostle Temple and whoever else spoke on the line said this was so, and they gave me the scripture, and I went and checked it out, and it was so. So your sword is sharpened, because now you have the knowledge. Now you have the understanding of what God said, and whatever God said, his word will not come back void. So here we are equipping you with these understandings, with these scriptures, and these scriptures don't have to be expounded on too much, because they speak for themselves. But, yeah, we make ourselves a bridge of understanding from what the scriptures say to where your mindset is today, because you may have a lot going on in your life. You may have more than one job. You may have a busy household where you can't sit and be still like you want to. But at the end of the day, you have an hour in the morning at 7 a.m. and another hour at 8 p.m. to get your sword sharpened. Because guess what? It's people that he's put in place to actually go out there and give you the word to help you get to where you need to be. Because that's what this says in Ephesians 4:13. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to his full and complete standard. Now, who knew that we were supposed to measure up to Christ's full and complete standard? See, that's something that if you didn't already know, now you know. And see, that's another edge on the sword. It ain't just it's not just a single edged sword. This is a double edged sword. Because see, the same way you can use this sword to actually defend yourself, use this sword to actually divide the truth, to do surgery, to cut things open and examine that thing wherever you are in the spirit. Whatever it is that's coming up against you, it does not have a chance, because it's standing up against God's word. It's not standing up against you. So as we do surgery with this sword that we are sharpening with this 8 o'clock hour of learning and understanding what Apostle Temple is bringing to us, and when we get up in the morning and we set ourselves up for a beautiful day in God's word with the morning 7 a.m. broadcast, see, you have no choice but to keep going. And as we go on, we end up renewing our mind, because, see, that's how we become full and complete to the standard of Christ. Then it says in Ephesians 4:14, then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not with lies so clever that they sound like the truth. My Lord, my God. Did you hear what that said? And I got to read it again. I'm sorry if y'all got a problem with me reading stuff twice, but when the Spirit moves me to read it twice, it's saying something, and somebody missed it, but guess what? You're going to get it this time. It says in Ephesians 4:14, then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever that they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love. We will grow in every way more and more like Christ. See, and who is the head of this body of the church? He makes the whole body fit together. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Formation. This is the renewing of your mind, and this is what the Lord is saying that we have to go through. This is a process that He needs us to go through, and sharpening the sword of understanding these things when these scriptures and these understandings that the revelations that we have and we bring to you at 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. These are God's mandates. This is God's word. But see, if you don't have a grasp of the word, then how can you grasp that sword? See, you armored up, but then your sword is dull. How can it be? What you gonna slice with it? What are you gonna attack with it? And how can you defend yourself with it? But see, God said this week He's gonna sharpen swords. And I thank God that He's allowed us to sharpen swords on both sides. On the 7 a.m. side and on the 8 p.m. side. So if your sword isn't out, it needs to be out, and you need to be in your word as well. But the renewing of your mind is necessary. The holy living is necessary because we are living as children of light. And if we live as children of light, we must also have an understanding that there is no way, there is no how we can continue to live the same way we've been living and not have any change or transformation, and how to be out of that mindset of poverty. See, you can't get it. You can't get that part until you get the part that my sister brought this morning. See, it's connected. The part that she brought this morning is the righteous and the holy living. And just to bring it all to the end and just tie it up together, I'm going to take you to Leviticus 11 and 45, where God said, "For I, the Lord, am the one who brought you up from the land of Egypt, that I might be your God. Therefore, you must be holy because I am holy." I'm going to say it again. You must be holy because I am holy. That's what God said to the people, and that's what He's saying to us. But see, in order for Him to bless us with those double blessings my sister spoke of and that Pastor Temple was speaking of and that prophetic prayer is trying to bring forth, it's already brought it forth. But if you're not getting your portion, it's your fault because you're not transforming. You're not being righteous. You're not living a new life. You're not being holy. Let me bring you another scripture on being holy. Leviticus 20 and 26. You must be holy because I, the Lord, I am holy. I have set you apart from all other people to be my very own. And when He did so, He gave us that kingdom principle. He gave us that understanding that there were going to be provisions and there were going to be a lot of things that He was going to provide. The point that it is conditional. It's not by grace that you get these things. It's because you have transformed your mind and you have conformed to God. God didn't conform to us. He doesn't have to. We have to conform to Him. But see, He can't bless no mess. And if you got secret sins that people don't know about, or you go to church and you are in the community and you're at work and everybody sees this perfect individual, this model citizen, but at the end of the day, you got so many secret sins because you cover up stuff really well, then you need to get on your knees and you need to work on that thing. And before I get into preaching, because that's not what I'm here to do, I'm not here to preach. I'm just here to share a message. And that message was that we have to listen and be aware of what the scriptures are saying. And when ADM brings a broadcast from the 8 p.m. or the 7 a.m., we're sharpening swords. We're preparing His people. We're rising up an army. The saints need to be prepared. And sister, I'm going to get out of the way because I know you got something else to say. God bless everybody.
Only thing I can sit and say is get those swords out and start, like Monica said, God is using Apostle Temple to sharpen our sword. We need to get them out so we can start cutting out the blinders off of our eyes so we can align ourselves up with God, so we can reap the blessings that he has for us, so we can live a prosperous life. The sword is our weapons at this point in time. The word of God that you speak out of your mouth is what can control the atmosphere and let all of these diabolical Satan and his imps, they will flee. Trust me, they will flee if you start speaking the words that you're learning at night, the words that you're learning in the morning by studying studying the sword, which is your word of God, in the morning, in the noonday, at the nighttime. God has made the provisions for you in the morning. He's made the provisions for you in the nighttime. If you seek in God, find somewhere, whether you get some type of, get you some earphones, get something on your lunch break, take you some time out and apply it in the noonday as well. And as you continue to do that, your mind will change, your characters will change, your behaviors will change. But you, it's something that you have to want. Apostle Temple can stay up all throughout the night. Like he said, he barely sleeps. He can stay up all throughout the night and God give him imparting words. And then he can come and he makes himself a living sacrifice. But most of all, he's obedient to the Spirit no matter what needs to come out. It may cut you. It may cut you. The sword may cut you. But if it's cutting you and you're bleeding right now, knock whatever it is off so you can be in alignment. You do not want to continue to live in poverty. It's stated, you want to change. You want to live holy. You want to live righteous because that's the future plan that God has for you. So why not now, while you're here on earth, get yourself together. Get your house in order. Start getting rid of the old. Start using the sword. Find you scriptures that you can speak those things that can change your mindset. Scriptures that throughout the day I don't care if it's just one scripture, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every word that comes against me shall be condemned. If you sit and you can remember that scripture, that no weapon formed against you, when you see the enemy coming up to try to slay you, to take you out, to put you in a form of chaos, confusion, to make you do the old thing, stay in your old sinful nature, you start speaking those words, start speaking the sword. This is why God has given us this sword. Every situation that we go through in life, if you sit and you meditate on this word of God, you will have an answer for the situations. The things that we're being taught now, it's not by accident. It's not happening because it's some incident that has taken place. So now I have to tell you, how do you know that, Evangelist Elect-Nita? Because the prophetic prayer came out before any of these situations took place. It's because this is where God wants you, right here, right now, and it's time to make a change. A change is coming. Now, let me go back a little bit further. In 2019, I could pull my notes out and I can show you what God was placing ADM in alignment. I can show we had a big circle on paper. See, my apostle, he brings everything. We go to school. We have paper, pens, we have markers, we have every book, all type of things to help us to get to one place. And we had a series about talking about being in the center, letting God be the center, preparing us, letting us know you can't be out in left field. You cannot be out in right field. You have to be in the center in order for you to go to the next level. The things that we are talking about now, we have already been prepared for. Right now, he's trying to get the world, over in the internationals, New York, North Carolina, Miami, wherever, Chicago, wherever you may be, God is getting a message to you right now. He's getting a message. So it's not Nita, it's not Monica, It's definitely not Apostle Temple who's going before us and interceding for everybody. And another thing, go to Daniel. Read Daniel 10, Daniel 9, or 10. Daniel did the exact same thing that the Apostle Temple did. Daniel went before God for his people. And God heard the prayer. See, God heard his prayer. God heard Apostle Temple prayer. God had them put that after all the teachings and all the things that he was going through, he had to put it all together. See, that was a collection of stuff. That was a collection that of things because he studied his word. He meditates on his word. He go and he look for things, and then he sit and he talked to God. Before he even get on that pulpit, he's going to take time. He gives God his time because he's not going to just give us anything. But in Daniel 9, Daniel prayed for his people. Daniel prayed for the people that were sinning. He prayed. He knew what they were getting ready to come up against. Well, God used Apostle Temple. Daniel was in the Old Testament. God used the New Testament prophet right now. He used the New Testament prophet right now. So I sit and say to you all, get yourself in order. Get your houses in order. You got the best tool right here. That's the word of God. If you go back to Ephesians 6, and it tells you what each part and what it represents. It tells you, try, go back, meditate on your word so you can come up to God's speed. So you won't be left behind when God starts pouring his blessings of prosperity, 2020 double. When he starts pouring them down, you won't be out of alignment. He has stopped everything for a reason. He has shut things down for a reason. Don't let the world fool you. Don't sit and listen to what the president and different people are saying that's going against what God's doing. Open your spiritual eyes. Open your spiritual ears. Read the word of God. God, what has happened before will happen again. That's in Ecclesiastes. Read the word of God. So you can get an understanding of what the man of God is doing, the man of God that is hearing. Because, see, we can't come before you. We go over our notes, and then we pray about it, and then we go to sleep. We go over everything that was taught in case I missed something, in case my sister Monica missed something. We go to the Bible. We pick up our sword. We start reading, and in that reading time, God may sit and give me something. It may give her something. And then it's based off of what we might have received the night before. It doesn't make a difference to us. We are sitting here now because we said yes to God. We said yes because we don't want to leave our sisters and brothers behind. We said yes because we want to be obedient to God's will and his way. We realize what he has going on at this time. And this time is the time for you to place yourself, get yourself out of poverty. Get that sword of God and read it and meditate on it day and night so you can be in the same place that I'm striving to get into, that Monica is striving to get into, that Apostle Temple and my First Lady Spencer is working, and things are manifesting in their life right now because they believe, they trust in God, and they have made decided to be obedient and make some changes in their life so they can live a prosperous life. I'm not sitting and telling you anything that I can't back up to our international partners. I'm telling you some real stuff. So with that being said, we will be on tonight again at 8 p.m. And that number is 385-799-9620. Today, pick your sword up. Ask God to renew your mind. Ask God, search the scriptures. Search the scriptures so iron can sharpen iron. We love you, and may you have a glorious day in the Lord. See you tonight at 8 p.m. Goodbye.
for those.